McDermott is here for the appellee, and Mr. McDermott will give you your time.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court, this is one of those dilemmas. You think, well, should I just keep my mouth shut and take my chances, or should I open up and give him reason to reverse this? I'll be very brief. I represent Mr. Calvota. This was an application to modify. Mrs. Calvota lived in Lincoln, the former Mrs. Calvota lived in Lincoln, and she had essentially alleged that, pardon me, the kids were not safe due to excessive drinking while the kids were in the car with Mr. Calvota, that he had been drinking and driving with the kids in the car, resulting in at least one car accident, and that he hadn't kept her up to date on medical and school appointments, that type of thing. We tried the case in front of the District Court of Adams County, Judge Illingworth, who has tried a lot of custody and modification cases. Now, the evidence reflected that the kids were very well adjusted, they were respectful, they're well-mannered children, they're doing well at school, they were doing well in their current placement. They live in Hastings, Nebraska with Mr. Calvota. His parents live there, he has brothers there, he has cousins there, nieces and nephews. The kids are doing very well. The evidence consisted of, and I'll just refer to my brief, essentially four incidents that she referred to. None of those were incidents where he was drinking excessively in the car with kids. He had two accidents. One was on the interstate when he was coming back from a visitation, picking up the kids from Lincoln. There was tornadoes in the area. In fact, I kind of remember that day. And he came across some cars fast and couldn't figure out what's going on. Well, there was a six-car pileup, and unfortunately, he was the seventh. Obviously, the police were called. The kids were taken to the emergency room just to check up. They were fine. He called Mrs. Calvota 30 minutes later, and she was upset she didn't get called immediately. And he said, I wanted to make sure they were okay. He had another accident, one car accident, about a month later. He had a new truck in Adams County. He was on a gravel road. He fishtailed, hit the guardrail. Again, no evidence that any alcohol involved, no tickets, anything.
That one, though, he left. He didn't call right away. No one inspected him to see whether or not,
and,
right?
And the testimony was he left to call his friend Bob or whoever it was, because Bob was upset that the last time, a month before, he had that car towed from the interstate and he had a terrible bill. And Bob said, just call me next time and we'll come and get the truck. So this is what he did. But
so these incidents, you know, there's this hint of alcohol, right, in the background as it relates to him.
Yes.
And the use of alcohol.
Yes.
But I want you to focus a second then on, so they're going to call, was it the daughter or both the children?
The children are 10 and 12.
Okay.
And so they were going to call the children, which I understand why she would be upset that she was going to call these kids. And they wanted to testify, and I moved for, they'd be dismissed because they hadn't hit the threshold of substantial change of circumstances. But let me get to that.
Okay.
So the judge just said, well, what you're asking me to do is speculate about all of these other incidents. You're asking me to speculate that he has an alcohol problem, mm-hmm. from the testimony that you gave me. So counsel for mom then didn't make any type of offer of proof. Now, I'm not the perfect trial attorney. I've made more than my share of mistakes on trial work, trust me. But I would at least said, okay, judge, if you're going to do that, then let me make an offer of proof. If I could call Brianna would say this. And if I could call Peyton would say this. But there was no offer of proof.
She does reference the five reasons why one of them doesn't want to live with dad, right?
Well, that's not in the record that I'm aware of.
And maybe I have another divorce case going.
Well, trust me, Judge, I do the same once, but I'm not aware
of
that. But
there was a vague reference, if you're looking for offer of proof, to testify about his drinking or something to that extent.
Okay, but just if you just look at the record, there's very little information that the kids could have testified to other than I want to live with mom because mom is nice to me or whatever. Because on the car accident, I mean, if you just look at any of those, there's none. They couldn't testify to any of those incidences with respect to alcohol.
Yeah, well, isn't the problem, though, we just don't know what the children would have testified to? They may have testified about those instances. They may have testified about other incidents that we simply have no knowledge.
I don't disagree with that, Judge. The problem is I don't have an offer of proof of it. I mean.
But are you required to make an offer of proof when you haven't rested your case?
Well, I think if I make the motion and the judge says I'm going to grant that, and then he gave time to argue, she could have at least then said, then let me make an offer of proof. If Brianna would have been called, Brianna would have said this. Or if Peyton would have been called, Peyton would have said this. But there's nothing in the record to reflect that.
But we're in this position simply because you all, as attorneys, were efficient, and you got the rest of the case done before the kids arrived after school. Is that
that's correct, Judge, but I think what happened was that the trial court had listened to the evidence, and it doesn't really make any difference at that point. I'm surmising for the judge here what the kids say, because mom hasn't met the threshold yet for a substantial change of circumstances. So even if the daughter said, well, I remember one time coming downstairs and dad was sitting there and there was 7 beer cans, you know.
Well, so let me frame it this way. So mom is driving at the issue of alcohol, talks
mm-hmm.
about these 4 separate incidents, which I suggest, you know, they have this hint of it, but
right.
there's not direct evidence in there as it relates to it, and wants to call one of the kids that actually lives with dad, which
mm-hmm.
would probably be in a position to give greater clarity if there really is a drinking problem, which was the whole point of this, and yet now doesn't get an opportunity to testify, even though now you have some firsthand knowledge, if it does or doesn't exist, and vaguely at least, he says, I want to call her to talk about drinking.
Okay.
Are you suggesting that because there was an offer of proof, that's the reason why we can't go there?
I don't know that alone does it, but I'm just saying that mom never got there in the first place. So, I mean, it doesn't really, I argued in my brief that it doesn't really make a difference what the kid said, because mom just never really got there to the burden of proof, to the substantial change of circumstances.
Couldn't the kids bridge that? Couldn't the kids get mom there, if, depending upon what their testimony was?
Depending on what their testimony is, I would agree with that.
And we don't know.
We don't know. But I would at least, I think that she at least has to make an offer of proof somewhere. I think you say, look, Judge, you told me I was going to be able to put Brianna and Peyton on the stand, and if I had them to testify, they would have said they found dad with these beer cans, or dad drove them to, you know, Beatrice one night and with, you know, throwing cans, whatever. I have no idea. You have no idea. The court had no idea. But there was no offer of proof. The judge just said, I've heard enough in terms of you haven't met the burden of proof with respect to a substantial change of circumstances. And I think that he was of the opinion that there's really nothing that the kids could say at that point that, you know, would show anything different with regard to mom's burden of proof. So, I'd be happy to ask any other questions. I have 2 minutes and 28 seconds left.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I get to go to North Platte tomorrow, so 150 miles east this morning, 150 miles west tomorrow morning.
Oh, nice. Safe travels. Safe travels.
All right, thank you. All right, that concludes our arguments for today. We are adjourned.